Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the next episode of the Mint Mob Podcast. Jason here, joined by my buddy Alex across the pond in Germany. We are going to dive into the markets, what's going on with Goodfellas. But first, let's check in and see how things are with Mr. Alex. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I hope you're good, too. Obviously, Monday after we had the great mint party on Friday, much appreciation to every collector out there. We had a pretty wild mint party, actually. We got a lot of surprise pieces. We got a new Star Wars piece, and we got the great piece from Cutteray, the frog, the first non-human. It's actually never really humans, but obviously a different kind of character this time. And it was pretty cool. We had a lot of people in the audience, and as I said, much appreciation to everyone who was part of it. And we had no chance to jump into the markets last time, and we obviously had the big week with the rate cut, with the Jerome Powell speaking, and you know, everyone was expecting a big sell the news event. Nothing really happened until today. Today was actually the first day where we saw a little dump in the markets. I think Bitcoin went from 115, 116, 117, something like that, 115, all the way down to 112. And now everyone starts panicking as always. I think I saw a couple posts from a guy claiming that this was Binance again, sending funds to Wintermute, which is a market maker, and this has been a way for them to manipulate markets to a certain degree. So yeah, not sure if they just wanted to fish the liquidity from down there and if we go up again, but obviously overall it's looking pretty good still. What did you see in the markets in the past week?
Same as you, really. I mean, the rate cut happened, and then of course we had a little bit of a blip in the marketplace, but as everyone was expecting it to be the quarter point that it was basically, you know, sort of a non-event since everyone had priced it in already. So it was good in that we got the direction, or at least some direction, that the Fed is thinking that they might want to move the markets in terms of the money markets. And there is now an expectation for a quarter to a half point, drop in the next meeting, which might be a bit ambitious. But if that happens, again, I mean, this is just all signaling inflation, which of course means you really want to own real things or high quality things in the digital space, because those prices are going higher. So, you know, that's really all it meant for me. The pullback just meant buy a little bit. So I bought a little bit last night, and I've been enjoying a little bit of the pullback. I sold off a little bit of SOL around the 250 mark, and then converted it to USD. So it's just hanging around at that rate, locked in those gains. And then I'll let it pull back grab it at a lower rate and then watch it run back up. So that's all I've really done with the market. I don't expect crazy things to happen. And then, of course, as always, anytime I can find high quality digital art, I am buying it. So that's it in a nutshell for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing to do, obviously, if you have your favorite coins. In the best case, it's Bitcoin, and you see it dumping, you can just, you know, buy more. Obviously, if you look at the chart, you can see that it dumped, almost $2,000 in a matter of minutes. This does not seem like organic sales, right? Like, this seems like someone in the background might have, like, pushed the trigger or pulled the trigger. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, as long as you benefit from these dumps, it's definitely it doesn't really matter in the very beginning, because obviously we should look at the long term charts. We are still like very good, and the future looks bright. One thing that is interesting is I've read that a couple of times on X today, and I'm not sure if it's true, but if it is, be sure you remember you heard it here first. There were a couple of people today claiming that there will be groundbreaking news tomorrow, and some insiders, quote unquote insiders, we don't know if that's true, but one of them did some reliable leaks in recent times, and he said that there might be that there will be groundbreaking news tomorrow regarding crypto from the United States. Some people think that there might be some announcement regarding the strategic Bitcoin reserve. Not sure. Let's wait for tomorrow and if it's going to happen. As I said, I told you first. So let's see. But I think if there won't be anything tomorrow, I don't think there are any big news coming up like in the near future. Obviously, rate cuts are at, I think I looked at the odds just today. I think the odds for another rate cut in the near future are over 90%. Do you think it's a good thing if all that kind of stuff is already priced in?
It smooths things out. Don't know if it's a necessarily good or bad thing. It's just going to depend on your strategies, right? But in the long run, it's a bad thing for the average person, because the average person doesn't own real things or own high quality things in the digital sphere. I have to amend that statement because, you know, traditionally inflation means own real things like real estate, you know, commodities, gold, silver, that sort of stuff. But you have to include your high quality digital assets today. And, you know, so the amendment to that is simply you need to own high quality things in the real world specifically and in the digital world as well. If you plan to be anywhere or at least preserve your purchasing power, because inflation is not going to go away. It's only going to continue to accelerate as banks around the world try to deal with economic headwinds. So I think that, for everyone else, for people paying attention, for people getting into digital assets and understand what's coming, it can be a huge bullish thing. And if you keep your living expenses in order and you're not spending money on stupid shit, you're going to be great. So for me, I think, keep everything as lean and as mean as you possibly can. Personally, you know, run your finances smoothly, you know your living expenses, you know, don't overspend on stuff you really don't need, trying to impress people you really don't like. And at the end of the day, you'll be just fine. It'll be like every other point in history. Because the truth is, we have time to adjust. If we didn't have time to adjust, it'd be a different thing. Like if we woke up tomorrow and we were in, I don't know, you know, nowhere, South America or some banana republic somewhere, and inflation went from 2% to 50% overnight, you know, you'd be screwed. But you have time. So it's one of those things. It's negative for the purchasing power of the average person who's not paying attention, but it's positive for everyone else who is. So you got to choose your heart here. What side of the fence do you want to be on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And while I'm looking at the news, I just wanted to see whether there's anything significant happening and like behind the scenes. It's funny because every now and then I see posts about, you know, ETFs, Grayscale does this or that. Grace, what's this saying? Trading for Grayscale's digital large cap fund begins tomorrow. And there's so many like posts like these, and it's interesting because that kind of thing does not seem to have any impact anymore, right? Like I don't see anyone speaking about ETFs anymore, even though the inflows are still awesome. Like you see 200 million a day flowing into Bitcoin. Do you think this is like still the major like pull for Bitcoin or push for Bitcoin when you see prices going up, like the ETFs and everything?
I think the truth about the ETFs is, I mean, these are catered toward the retail investor or for businesses who are sort of crypto curious, but not really interested in custodying tokens or dealing with some of the regulations that they would have to go through. I mean, like up until recently, it was almost impossible for a company to custody or have any form of treasury in Bitcoin, because they couldn't properly value it and it wouldn't negatively impact your balance sheet. So now that this has sort of been, I don't want to say eliminated, but at least clarified, the early adopters and the retail investors are going to be the ones who are buying these funds. And there are already so many crypto funds that, you know, the next crypto fund is not a big deal anymore. We've got 180 companies, according to Michael Saylor, who are already building Bitcoin treasuries. And, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of companies across the globe who haven't even thought about it yet. And retail, to be honest with you, hasn't really thought about it yet. So, you know, until the retail buyer wakes up and the corporate buyer who wants to start building or holding or preserving their value proposition in the form of some form of crypto treasury, you're not going to see like these like massive sort of jumps in the news cycle, but you're going to continue to hear people quietly buying behind the scenes. Like, why would I, you know, go out and publicize all of this stuff if I wanted to make sure I wanted to acquire as much as I could before that happened, right? So it's not in their best interest to promote all of these things, even though it's sort of widely available on blockchains themselves and then on the news sites that follow them. So I think it's one of those things where you really want to be careful. It's kind of like the guy who has, you know, like when I used to go fishing with my buddy in high school and we found a great place to fish, somebody would go by, they'd be like, how are the fish biting? I'd be like, oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's horrible. Terrible. You know, we didn't want that guy there. You know, we didn't want that guy to fish where we're fishing. So we would just always say, no, it's terrible. We're having a bad day. And they would move on, you know. And I think it's kind of the same thing. So if you're a big company and you're looking to build a stash and you see MicroStrategy has over 600,000 Bitcoin and, you know, this and that and the other thing, I mean, you want to play catch up and you see where everything's going. With the shift to faster currencies and AI agents who will operate with cryptocurrencies. Like, you don't want to be left behind. So I feel like that's a big push to kind of keep it on the down low. I will say this, though. With all of these funds coming on board, it will have the net effect of accelerating buying and accelerating fund, because the average person who's, like, remotely interested in markets and crypto, every time they turn on the television screen, they're getting hit with XYZ funds open and XYZ fund is accepting, investors on this particular token or that particular token, just like the Grayscale one. You know, the Grayscale debuts first US multi-asset crypto ETF. So it's the same thing. It's just, okay, we're holding multiple types of assets as opposed to Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever. And then for Solana, since that's kind of where we're building and where we see a lot of potential, ARK Invest is backing Soulmate, which is a $300 million Solana-based digital asset treasury. So these guys are basically building treasury because they can get staking yields that are insane, right? So they're taking their fiat dollars, they're converting it to something like Sol, for example, which pays, you know, 8, 9, 10%, depending on the validator. And they're opening up their own funds and staking their own funds in order to earn these rewards, which is very bullish for all these tokens, right? So you have Solana drop the phone, Solana being used in art and business and all these different application development scenarios, just like ETH was initially, and now funding for digital asset treasuries with incredibly high yields, right? So these things are all bullish for the space, and ultimately the word will get out. But for now, we're still in that little phase where we're starting to enter that adoption curve where it's going up, but we're nowhere near the peak.
Yeah, it's funny you also mentioned the staking yields, because I just read a post from someone who was kind of complaining about Solana, and he was like, if I just leave my Solana in my wallet, it's going to be less valuable because it's inflationary as well, just like fiat, you know, totally ignoring that fiat is like that the Solana price is increasing as well. So it didn't make sense at all. But it's like when you look at the education level from the average crypto person, and you know, I still see people shouting for Ripple is going to $1,000 and Bitcoin is going to, I don't know, 100 million. I watched, like, Bitcoin with the market cap of gold today, I think that would be like 1.3 or 2 million per Bitcoin. And this is insane. I'm not sure if it can, like, pull 100x from there. I mean, that would be crazy. But
what are you talking about? Bitcoin?
Of course, everything.
Or XRP? Huh? Are you talking about XRP or Bitcoin?
Right now, I'm speaking about Bitcoin. Like, Bitcoin, oh, with the market cap of gold is probably like 1.2 million, which is definitely reachable. But in the end, if I hear people speaking about every one coin, 500 million or whatever, like obviously Bitcoin is the best bet when it comes to, you know, preserving your wealth. But in the end, you know, I don't think that a Polkadot is ever going to be at like, I don't know, $1,000 or like you read so many crazy things from people, you know, like delusional almost, like it's not possible, dude. Like, and yeah, when I see these kind of people on my crypto timeline, I realize that, you know, the other players in the field are probably beatable, you know, because obviously someone needs to lose money, and I'm happy to be on the right side.
Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of people high on the hopium, man. That's for sure. You got to stay off the hopium, yeah. People, and look at reality. XRP is not going to 1,000. It's not going to 10. It's not going anywhere. The supply is too great, and the interest is just simply not there. I mean, like, if XRP wants to replace Swift, fantastic. You know, credit card rails have needed to be replaced, or banking rails have needed to be replaced for years. But you don't need to do that. You can just move it in Bitcoin. Who cares? So, like, or across the Lightning Network, like, it's just a redundant use case. And if ultimately something like Bitcoin, ETH, Solana, whatever, if these are successful as stores of value or mediums of exchange, there's no need to have a separate token whose purpose is, you know, store of value or medium of exchange. Even if it's instantaneous, it just doesn't matter. It's just, it's extra stuff that you have to transfer in and out of. And so I get that banking, a lot of banks have adopted it, you know, that they keep pushing the narrative that this bank and that bank is using XRP to move funds around the world. But okay, cool. That's fine. That's great. I'm not anti-XRP. I'm just saying you could already do that with other things. So it's a redundant use case. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the hopium. Maybe I'm completely off base. But to me, it just doesn't make any sense. And I don't think that anyone should, you know, stake their, you know, hopes and dreams on XRP or anything like that. The Cardanos, the Polkadots, and all the rest of it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I probably wouldn't count out to see Ripple at $10. I mean, if we actually see that insane banana zone, everything is possible. I wouldn't have thought to see it at $3, to be honest. But anything above that is quite delusional. So, yeah, people should definitely think about what makes sense and what doesn't. But, yeah, let's go from crypto degens over to the world of NFTs. And we just had a pretty long team meeting agreeing on the schedule for October. And I think this is going to be the best October so far that we had. Do you want to tease a little bit and tell people what to expect from October?
Well, I can tell you what the plan is. We, you know, are obviously executing this now, so we'll have to see how well we do that. But the plan is to basically have a tremendous amount of mints happening off on October. And a big portion of those will be related to the Halloween holiday, of course. Excuse me. And so we're going to be reaching out to a lot of artists. I'm going to start that probably this afternoon, just reaching out to various artists who are interested in creating specific works in and around the holiday. And we'll bring these to life in the AI and have multiple mints leading up to the 31st, where we're going to plan to have our next batch mint, which will be an animated batch mint, which should be very, very interesting. We've not done that before on any of the major collections. And this will be mail form, and it will be the first, I guess you'd say it'll be the first conversion to core of the mail form, and we'll come back and fill in the gaps with the previous mints. But this will put us from, I think we're at 700 pieces right now. We'll go to 800 pieces on that particular collection. And then we'll have a lot of bonuses built in and a lot of discounted mints for people holding pieces leading up to that. But the plan is to basically have a countdown, like a top 10 countdown of pieces. We'll arrange them from, you know, highest to lowest, and basically count down the mints all the way to Halloween, which happens on a Friday, which is absolutely perfect. And we can open up mint at like midnight and, you know, let people start having a little bit of fun with what they're doing that day with family and friends, of course, and then enjoy some fresh artwork hitting their wallets from the Goodfellas. So pretty cool. And I think we can get a lot of artists who we've not necessarily done specific things with before, and then open up what we're doing to their audiences as well, and just basically continue to grow not just the collections, but of course the group of collectors here doing good things and bringing awesome pieces to life. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Like I love the Halloween theme. You know, whenever the 21st of October approaches, you see a lot of cool stuff on your timeline. And I love to see, you know, get everything or get so many different artists under the Goodfellas or in the Goodfellas ecosystem, basically have these mints day after day after day, all leading up to the big batch mint. This is going to be cool. Like I love the idea. I think we can get in touch with many cool artists, and you know, getting these various art styles within such a short time frame is actually a very cool thing. We definitely need to think of a cool name for that, you know, like that kind of marathon mint. We need to come up with something cool and marketable. And yeah, man, it's a lot of work, obviously. A lot of, you know, getting in touch with people, having conversations, getting the art done. But I think it's going to be worth it, man. It's going to be in October to remember, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It'll be a good deal and a good time. And I think it's something that was, you know, sort of on my mind for a while now, because there's so many different artists in space doing different things, but they're not really doing different things at different times. They're doing different styles of similar ideas at the same time. So it's like, all right, well, everybody's in their own little world doing this Halloween piece kind of off on their own, doing their own little style, and then trying to sell it into the space to people who may or may not be interested. Well, why not bring all of those styles under one umbrella and bring all of that artwork to life to a group of collectors who are already committed to doing great things with artwork and building, you know, awesome collections of digital collectibles. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll have an AI mint in there as well for a non-Halloween piece, of course. And then, of course, the batch mint won't be specifically Halloween, but we'll lace some new traits, and maybe the one-of-one will be specifically Halloween-related. So lots of really cool things we can do with it. It'll be fun. And everyone who participates will get way more than they bargained for. So just like on the last mint party that we had on Friday, we're definitely going to sort of under-promise and over-deliver. We're going to do some really cool things. And don't want to, you know, lay it all out here, but as everything becomes clearer, we'll get more and more announcements out to you guys. And yeah, I mean, Halloween has grown to be a sort of a major holiday that is, in terms of spending, approaching that of Christmas. So it's growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And I know everyone will enjoy the artwork that we're going to be putting out. So I'm really stoked for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned we'd have an artist incubator mint as well. And I think next in line would be the Gleam Squad guy. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But come to think of it, like, don't you think the piece he created could serve as a Halloween piece as well? Oh wait, did I even send it to you? I didn't show you. Yeah, right.
I don't know if I've seen it.
I don't know if you've seen it either. Like I'll show it to you like after the call, and it might even, you know, it might serve as a Halloween piece as well. But we'll see about that.
Okay.
And yeah, as you said, like looking forward to that. I hope like we'll get great artists on board. I think many of them are interested, and you know, especially when artists come together, you know, there might even be like a little, you know, competition. Like I want to do to provide the best piece. Maybe we'll get like top tier high quality art. Obviously this is what we want, but you know, maybe we'll have them competing, like feeling like I need to get the best piece out I ever did. And yeah, like I said, October is going to be great. And there is one thing we needed to talk about as well, because we have had a discussion in the Discord about that. Obviously, there are some people collecting numbers in our Discord, numbered from the numbered prints, so from the Artist Incubator and the 21s collection. And there are some pieces stuck in the distribution wallet. Those are pieces that have been acquired a long time ago, and unfortunately, their owners are not really active anymore, or do not want to, I don't know, I don't have fun with NFTs anymore, whatever. So they did not show up to claim their pieces. And we've had the dilemma that we said, obviously, we didn't want to give away art that, you know, someone owns. But we did want to give collectors the possibility to get the number they want. So for now, we decided to make it possible to swap out pieces. So if you got a certain piece and you just want the same piece, if you want the same piece but a different number, you will be able to get it from October 1st, actually. This is a deadline for anyone who still wants to claim his piece. And from October 1st, you will be able to open a ticket, tell me what piece you want to swap out, and I'll give you the one from the distribution wallet right after you send the piece you own. And maybe we will one day have someone who finishes the challenge and gets, you know, all the pieces of the same number. It's probably going to take a while. I'm not sure if anyone is close yet, but I think we got two or three people in the community who are doing pretty good. How many sevens do you have? Like, how many are you missing?
I'm missing quite a few. I think you're holding one that you were going to get to me, and I still don't have it. So there's a few out there that I'm missing. So I got to continue to put in the work to get those. But yeah, I'm definitely going to get them all at some point.
Yeah, awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to be the final boss for you. You know, when you have all the sevens and just my one is missing, I'm going to be like, yeah, if you ask nicely, I might send it to you now, man.
Yeah, how very kind of you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Make my life hell.
You mean the RWA drop, right? Like the green one?
The RWA drop, yeah. That's the one that you exactly. were. Yeah, you promised me, like, what was it, two months ago now?
Yeah, I did, but you know, I didn't tell you when, so be patient.
All right, I see how it is.
Awesome. So a lot to expect from October. We will obviously get some announcements out and get all the information on Discord and X. And I think this is everything we wanted to talk about today, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to throw one quick idea at you that we forgot to talk about in the meeting, but I don't think it's going to be a problem, so I'm just going to mention here. I sort of teased in the Discord that we wanted to start looking at a new collection called The Only Ones. And this was a collection that I had in mind back when we first created the 21s pieces. And the 21s, of course, are numbered prints with full metadata. With the 21st being signed by the artist, just like you'd have at an art gallery. They're not digital editions being spat out by a computer. The only one would be, was the idea behind it would be, it was the original piece itself. And I think one of the things that I want to do to sort of add even more value to the collectors as we go forward is I want to open up this idea of customs and create the customs that go into a gallery called The Only Ones. And so if you're holding like 21 of the 21s or 21 of the AI or 21 of a particular, you know, male or female collection, I think for every multiple of those 21, and we'll figure this out, we'll open up the option for you to get a custom one of one made specifically to your specs. And I think this will be kind of fun because we can play with our art, play with the way that it looks, but also give the collectors even more cool pieces that can create a greater distinction in terms of collection, but also in what they want to see. And it'll kind of keep us tied in. So that's kind of the idea that I had. I know I'm throwing at you right now, but what are your initial thoughts on that? Not to put you on the spot.
Give me some time to think. No, I love the idea. It's obviously great, you know, you to Yeah, to get that achievement and get obviously acknowledged for that. I mean, like, the only thing I did not really understand was you said there is the collection of the only ones, which are like the basically the pieces of is it like only the 21s or all the others, artist incubator as well?
I was just giving a little bit of history on the idea. Like, the idea was originally to keep the original submission in a separate collection called The Only Ones, because it would be unnumbered mm-hmm. and unsigned. And the idea sort of originated on Bitcoin, but the truth is that gallery would serve us better, like creating one of ones for the community, either in groups of 21s or some multiple that we've got to decide. I mean, I'm just throwing these numbers out right now, but some number or some multiple that we need to decide makes sense for like people holding the males and females, and then of course the special 21s and AIs. So that's kind of that's kind of it. It was just a little bit of a history behind the idea.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned it, because at some point it's been a while, because you said that this collection was created in the very beginning, and every now and then when I look at the Goodfellas collections on Magic Eden, I found that collection and I was like, okay, it's pretty cool, because you know you had every single piece in there as you know the origin, but I just wasn't sure if you actually plan to give these pieces away, or obviously now I got it, you want to add pieces to that collection as a reward for people who collected a certain number of pieces, right?
Yeah, I think that's the idea, and you know we've done a lot with 21, so maybe we'll play with that, but specifically definitely 21s mm-hmm. in the AI and 21s in the 21s collection itself. But in terms of the OG men and female form, we'll have to come up with something. Maybe 21 isn't the right number, so we'll have to think through that, because they're the prints generally sell for a little bit more, so we'll have to work through that and work it out. But something along that line is coming, and I think it'd be cool to get people the ability to sort of put their own pieces together, because everybody has traits that they like, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, let's definitely think about that. Let's definitely try to incorporate it in some way. And let's not do it in October, dude. It's loaded already.
Yeah, definitely not in October. it'll be coming soon, ..
Yeah, exactly. To be announced.
Right, exactly.
All right, man. Perfect. So, I think we got some pretty exciting news out. And October is going to be a blast. I think, as I said, like, I love that everyone loves Halloween. I think, was it Mark? I'm not sure. I think he said that he's not the biggest fan of collecting, you know, Halloween art because it's scary or whatever. Or he's not a fan of the movies. I don't know. But I think the whole theme is so cool, because obviously Halloween does not necessarily need to be scary, right? Sometimes it's like just like kids stuff and not really horror, but like just a little, you know, like make little kids scared. That's what I said, like, because that's why I said maybe Gleam Squad's piece might fit into that direction as well. I'll send it over to you in a minute, and then we can decide. But obviously, you know, using that big occasion, you know, it's obviously famous all around the world. It's so cool. It's actually it's probably like the second coolest, or it's probably even cooler than Christmas, and Christmas is the second coolest. But I think you can do so much cool stuff with it, and I mean, I really look forward to October. You can't make a wordplay with Halloween and October, unfortunately. I just realized.
Well, maybe not. We'll have to come up with something. See if we can get creative. But yeah, for sure. Should be a good time. We got a lot of work to do, obviously, so we need to get the hell off this podcast and get to it.
Yep, absolutely. So we appreciate everyone listening again. We will be live on Spaces on Friday, obviously speak a little more about the announcements we made today. Check out the Discord. We'll share information in there as well. And we hope to see you next Friday on Spaces. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.